There would be tea, coffee, sweets and cakes that have left from last night. They're all still fresh. And then for those who are interested in becoming members of the church, I'm just going to go into the prayer room, which has been lovely and tidied up by the Lord.
Thank you,
Jill.
Yes. Thank you,
Jill.
Beautifully.
So, does anyone remember those words? I think remember. He walked along the road. So, if it's good enough for Jesus to walk along the road, it's good enough for us. And some of us walk it longer than others. Where are we? Where are we at? I think it's brilliant. The last few months, we've seen so many changes in our fellowship, in what we're doing. We've been blessed by Connie and Ali coming along and taking guys out onto the street, meeting people. It's like, wow, we've done things like this before, but this seems like, as that song says, you know, the harvest is out there, and we need to be out there picking it for Jesus. We sang a song last night here, which was, it was posted on the WhatsApp group, so if you don't know that song, listen to it, because it tells you about everything that we should be doing to speak the name of Jesus. And I've just put some words down to speak the name of Jesus at home, because some of us aren't always married or amongst fellow Christians. We acknowledge that, you know, into our families, speak the name of Jesus. There was a guy here last night who was mentioned in dispatches at a conversation I had with our dad a few weeks ago. This guy used to live in Merston, in Marmston Avenue, right on the brow, this end of Marmston Avenue. And I didn't recognise him, it was my husband and I. He said, "Who's that? Look who's there. And this guy was called Barry, and he sat right in the back. Barry has something that Jane and I both had an interest growing up, in athletics. And Barry used to run for the same athletics club that we ran for many, many years ago. I know his body doesn't look like a running temple, but it was. It was. Barry won a scholarship and went to America running, but he never cracked it into the big time. And we were talking about that last night, and then he said to me, "Is your dad still with us?" I said, "He is." And I showed him a recent picture of him. I said, "He was 90 in July." And he kept coming back. I don't know if Paul heard him. He said, "I can't believe Norman's still here with us." And the last thing he asked me was, "Does your dad believe?" I said, "He does." And I don't know if my dad's told Jane this story, because he tells different stories to different numbers of us. I'm number 3, Jane's number 6, and there's various numbers in between. So you get to number 7. He said, he did national service at the age of 18, he went out to Cyprus. And this isn't meant to offend anybody, because I know there are people in here who have different links in different countries, so it's not meant to offend anybody. But this was my dad's, an 18-year-old boy, doing national service. He said, we used to walk with our rucksacks on our back, 10 miles, he said, crossing rivers. He said, "I wasn't very good at swimming, I stood up." But he said, one day they were all in camp, and they'd been dealing with Egypt and the man that was out there at the time. He said, "What an evil man." I went, "Oh, well, I didn't know him personally, Dad." He said, because I had said to him, "Oh, shall we go to Egypt when we're in Cyprus?" He looked at me and I thought, right, oh dear, that was the wrong word. He said, "I'll never step foot on that land." So I left it. But he went on to tell me that when he was in camp, the padre of the camp called them together and they were talking about Jesus. And my dad knelt before all the people in his platoon and gave his life to Christ. He's still got a little bit to go, but he gave his life to Christ as an 18-year-old boy. He said, because one day every knee will bow. And that sticks in my heart for my dad, our dad. he still, this is my dad's thinking, he says, listen to Songs of Praise, did you watch it? It's very good. Or he'd tell me it was rubbish and he didn't like the songs. But, you know, he's still got something in his heart for Jesus. And they came to church here, and then when they moved, they went to church in Lansing, which is where he lives now. But that's how we talk to families. Do your family members know Jesus Christ? To our neighbours, to our friends. Now, as you know, I work as an occupational therapist, and for the past 4 years, I've worked with a delightful lady called Catherine. And she was born in Austria, actually, but her family roots are from Zimbabwe. And where her mum still lives in Zimbabwe, she's known as the chief of her little village. And there was a big inauguration which Catherine went to, and they wear these beautiful garments. But the thing about Catherine is that she loves the Lord. So then, oh, this is great, there's two of us at least in this building. And then we met Gosha, who's a physio. And Gosha is a Christian. She goes to Pearly Baptist Church. And it's brilliant. And then we had another lady called Rebecca, who sadly passed away, aged 32. But she loved the Lord, and such a testimony to Father God. So when we have troubles at work, do you know what we do? We go for a walk around the park opposite, and we pray. And when some of us are sad and things aren't going right, we hold hands and we pray and we stand together. So now I've lost Catherine, but she said something really sweet. She said, the love I have for you, I can't describe to someone else. And I thought, I'm just like my mum, I know. It's long enough to be my mum. But she said, I've grown in my work, I've grown in how I present myself at work. And she said, this has been fantastic to have that unit at work. So those are work issues. To our neighbours, to our friends. Do the friends that we have outside of this building, are they Christians? Do they know Jesus? Have we invited them to know Jesus? Have we talked about Jesus? Or do we say, I'm sorry, but I can't. When we were children, the Girls Brigade captain used to say to us, if you can't take Jesus where you're going, then don't go. 7 years later, a lot of years later, I still have that in my heart. If I can't take Jesus into that situation, then I'm not going to go. Philipsy would say, screaming and shouting and stamping her feet, she's not going. But what I wanted to ask today, and it came out of a song that we sang last night, is what are you passionate about? We can be passionate as a church to say we want to see our church filled. And it will be filled one day with people. But what are you particularly passionate about? Think of it for a minute. What are you passionate about? I'm going to take a sip of my drink because I've got a dry throat. If Teresa was here, she'd have a long list of what she's passionate about and what she believes in. Yes, you've seen the list. So what are you passionate about? We hear about wars, displacement. They were talking about, I can't even remember who it was talking about. Is it last night? They were talking here about the Ukraine, people being over in this country and being displaced. Paul and I, and Jane, because Jane knows this couple, have got a family from Ukraine living in their house at the moment with them. And they're fortunate enough, they've got a separate living room and they can allow them 2 bedrooms upstairs and that. But she said, but our family were displaced during the war. You know, they went away. Our dad went to Wales. He said to me, I don't know why we went to Wales. He said, because the bombs didn't come here. But I said, I think it's probably Dad, because your dad had died, that they sent you away. Maybe. People are passionate about people in poverty. And we hear that a lot, especially nowadays. Media is so powerful out there. But do you know, Jesus is more powerful. Mm. Climate change. Trafficking. I know when we've been to Spring Harvest, they've been really passionate about young girls that are being trafficked over here and to other places. Are you passionate about the broken? Are you passionate about those who are greedy who need to be pulled back? Passionate about drugs? The young, the youth, our youth are here today. Are you passionate about them? Those who have no hope. The one person that you can have hope in is Jesus. It says in Jeremiah 29:11. Who knows that verse? Come on, somebody does.
I know the plans I have for you,
plans to prosper you.
Plans to prosper and give you hope in the future.
And that's where we are. God knows the plans. We don't need to know them now, but He will reveal them to us in time. But He has the ability to change everything. And whilst we don't always understand some of the things that we have to go through, He's there with us. He's walking along our road. Proverbs 31:8-9 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." Do you do that? Do you speak up? Do you sign petitions and just think, well, that's all right, I'll sign a petition, I'll leave it there. But do you pray about it? Do you pray before you sign that petition? And when I saw this one, I thought, wow, I remember singing this song quite a long time ago. Amos 5:24 says, "But let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." I think it was Graham Kendrick's song. I might be wrong, but I think it was. She's singing, she's coming in now. And Galatians 6:2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfil the law of Christ." Julie's not with us today, she's working at East Surrey. But somebody said something, it wasn't detrimental about her, and I said, "Do you know this lady?" She said, "Do you know her?" I said, "I've known Julie since." She's quite little really, wasn't she, when we first knew her? And she came to Girls Brigade, her brother came to Boys Brigade. And I look at Julie and I think, wow, she's in the last year, she had lost her mum in September last year. She then lost Fred. And a couple of weeks ago, she lost her stepfather, because she'd lost her dad many years ago. And I thought, well, do you know, she's still going strong, Julie. She doesn't, am I right in saying, Ruth? She says it as it is, doesn't she? There's no filter sometimes. There's just no filter with Julie sometimes. It's just like, okay, Julie. But we can walk along the side of her and say, "Are you okay? You know, is there anything you need help with?" And I know she's got a little relationship going with Patsy, which is brilliant, you know, because Patsy's a wise lady. She doesn't admit to it, but she's a wise lady. Psalm 82, verse 3 says, "Defend the weak, the fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed." And another one from Proverbs says, "The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern." We are going through a battle at the moment. We hear constantly about things going up, food going up. You know, this is how you can save money, going shopping. And you think, like, if you've got no money to go shopping, how are you going to save money? More people are now reliant on food banks. And it's great that this church contributes towards a food bank locally. Are we all going to be cold this winter? Possibly, some more than others. Some people won't be able to put the heating on because they can't have the heating and the eating, as they say. What can we do for that? And I'm really encouraged with Pat and Paul's once a month coffee drop-in. You know, because that's something that could escalate and you'll see more people come in, and it's an opportunity to share Jesus. That verse that I asked you to remember was, "And Jesus walked along the side of them." And they didn't recognise him. And you know, we're going to have periods in our life where we don't recognise Jesus by our side, because sometimes we get so, "Oh, I can't do it anymore, I really can't do it, but you know, what's going on, I can't do it." But you know, he's there holding you up, he's holding me up in situations that you find yourself, you think like, "Oh." Always remember to take Jesus wherever you're going, because He's right there. Your bestest buddy. We sang it earlier. That's one of my favourite songs, and I haven't chosen it, but it was mentioned. That. Was it you or Philipsia chose As the Deer? He's my brother. Although he's a king, he's my brother. And he's never, ever going to let me down. You'll recognise this because it's been bantered around recently. Jesus Christ lived obscurely most of his life and never travelled far. He was maligned and rejected by many. Though he had done no wrong, and yet billions of people now follow him, teaching and finding in him the guiding light for their lives. That person that said that was our Queen, and she declared on television to the nation, to the world, and I am one of them. And every year, if you never listened to the Queen's Christmas speech, it was always something that we did as children growing up. Man would be there, we would be sitting listening to it. She always mentioned her Saviour, Jesus Christ. There are thousands, millions of people going past all the parades that are happening in London for her send-off on tomorrow. Some of them don't even know Jesus, have never heard about him, don't know what it's all about. But if our Queen, at the age of 96, for 70 years, has sat on the throne, been loyal to her subjects, but first of all, she's been loyal to God. I'm going to leave it there. We've got one more song to sing. You might have to get up and you might have to move about because it's not a sitting down song, I'm afraid. Apart from you, Vera, if you don't feel. You can have a cup of tea and coffee afterwards. But just remember, whatever you're passionate about, speak to somebody in here today. There must be somebody on the same wavelength that you're passionate about. Jo's passionate about her allotment. She doesn't always get to do as much as she wants, but you know, there's other people in this church that are passionate about growing things.